Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
And we have the special one-hour program, Corn in America, coming up at 9 o'clock. But first, we have our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Yesterday afternoon, after the closing bell, NASS reported that as of October 7th, 42% of the corn crop has been harvested, compared with 31% last week and the five-year rolling average of 30%. Soybeans, 50% in the bins, compared with 29% a week ago and the five-year average of 45%. And for the winter wheat planting season, we have 58% in the ground, compared with last week's 42% and the five-year average of 66%. Packer bids for hogs in the Midwest direct markets today are expected to be steady to weak on follow-through from Tuesday's lower market. Terminals called steady to lower, tops from $36 to $38 Peoria, steady today with a top price of $36. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, October 9th, negotiated swine purchases were 15,571 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $43 to $57.50. The weighted average, $53.61, a gain of 66 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $33.76 to $46, the weighted average $42.34. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $12,361, the base price range $42.50 to $59.25, the weighted average $55.61, a loss of $1.27 from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $38.29 to $46.37, and the weighted average was $44.11. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets, no, actually, not on the phone quite yet, but joining us in the studio to talk about the weather is AM580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Got ahead of myself.
Yeah, okay, no problem. I'll let you make the phone call while I talk about the weather a little bit here and tell you that you don't need me to tell you that it's colder outside this morning. No surprise either. This has been advertised for a while, so after The very warm, hot weather that we had over the weekend and early this week, we've now returned to autumn. And in fact, temperatures today are going to be running a bit below average across Illinois and Indiana. So it will be a big shock to the system for many, as high temperatures across the northern half of Illinois and Indiana will only be in the 50s today, with a good bit of cloud cover. Farther south, some sunshine, the air not quite as cold. In the southern tip of Illinois, even some low 70s for afternoon high temperatures. Morning lows, the next several mornings mostly in the 40s. Where it clears out in rural areas, there could be some upper 30s. At this stage, we're not looking for any frost problems. We're also not looking for any major problems from precipitation, although an upper air low pressure system is going to sink southeastward from the Great Lakes region on into eastern portions of the belt. So some showers will occur today in Wisconsin and Michigan and sprinkles in far northern portions of Illinois and Indiana. And tomorrow we're going to see some showers across Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio. They should be light, but they will exist. Mostly dry weather, though, for the Midwest Corn Belt. But as we get toward the end of the week and early next week, we'll have to start watching to the west. And it looks like a weather system will start to organize along the front range of the Rockies Saturday night and spread some precipitation into the northern parts of the hard red winter wheat belt and the western corn belt on Sunday. And that weather system will make things a bit muddy out there, so field work will slow down across Nebraska and South Dakota and northeastern Colorado and portions of Kansas, and eventually some of that rain will push into Iowa, western Iowa especially. So any late harvest out there or seeding of the northern parts of the hard red winter wheat belt will come to a standstill for a while, as that system is expected to not really move very quickly, so it'll get wet out there on Sunday. And it looks like some of those showers will try to work eastward across the middle part of the Corn Belt, which, of course, is Illinois and Indiana. That coming up on Monday into Tuesday, but it also looks like that system will tend to not stay as well organized once it gets a little farther east. So showers and thunderstorms likely to be scattered about, and not, it won't be a steady heavy rain across our area. But some of the northwestern belt could turn wet Sunday into early next week. And then as we go through next week, it does look like more showers on a scattered basis possible later in the week. The winds start coming out of the south again, so I think we will turn milder. We'll probably have some temperatures getting up into the 70s and maybe lows back up into the 50s next week. So temperatures could go back to a little bit above average, although we don't see the high heat. Now, turning to South America, basically what we've been saying continues. It looks like more showers heading for Argentina after a little stretch of dry weather here, which has been beneficial for planting. And it appears that the showers will be around from tonight through tomorrow into Friday. And in Brazil, it's still very dry in the northern parts of Brazil, but it still looks like some showers will be moving into western sections of the northern growing areas of Brazil as we go into this weekend. So at least some of those dry areas will start to pick up the rain. So that leaves the northeastern production areas the driest still and of most concern as we head toward planting season. But some of the dry areas of Brazil will start to get rain this weekend. That's the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 845, up 3/4, last trade up 9 1/4. December wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 845, down 1/2, last trade up 10 3/4. July 658 3/4, down 1 3/4, last trade up 7 1/2. December corn opened at 343 1/2, up 1, last trade up 3 1/2. July 378 1/2, unchanged, last trade up 4. December at 392 3/4, this is next year's, down 1/4, last trade up 3 1/2. November beans open at 952 1/2, up 2 1/4, last trade up 17 3/4. July 990, down 2, last trade up 15 3/4. December soybean meal open at 269.10, unchanged, last trade up 690. December soybean oil open at 39.05, up 6, last trade up 39. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Chris Corum, a strategic farm marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, Dave. How are you?
I am doing well.
Hey, I used to like that Kieser guy until I heard that last forecast. not one of his biggest fans anymore.
So. I have to go out to a high school football game on Friday night. I am bringing many blankets.
I would think that would be wise.
The question to be answered here today is whether or not the party in wheat is over. What do you think?
I would have to agree with that. I think we're trading acres on what we think the report's going to be. And I believe most of the guesses are that we're going to have a 4 million acre increase in wheat. I just believe that the wheat market can't substantiate that. We were up overnight. That you just read there, 10 cents. We were talking before we got on about what the cause of that was, and the only thing I could find was, Australia's farm ministers worried about a potential shortage in wheat. So that news came overnight. So that's obvious what they're trading on. All in all, though, I think wheat is, I have to believe maybe we've seen some of the highs in wheat, at least for a while.
Will soybeans continue to rally into Friday's report?
I think they will. There's a part of the bounce yesterday or overnight was crude oil, but the rumors are that the USDA is going to lower the estimates for acreage. For production. So I don't know. I think wheat's strong. I think corn. They're talking about a being down 3 million acres, what they think is going to happen on Friday's report, and I think that's going to bolster corn, definitely. The average trade report was for 13.4 4.59, and September was 13.308 on the production. I definitely think that everything's bullish in corn.
Go ahead then and give us your opening calls for today.
I think they're going to follow the overnight. They're calling wheat 8 to 12, corn higher 2 to 4, and soybeans up 12 to 15. It seems like every time I tell those, they go the opposite, but I believe we'll follow the overnights today.
Thank you much, Chris.
You bet.
Chris Corum of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Someone from Strategic Farm Marketing joins us every Wednesday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. The time now, 9 o'clock Central Time.